Sometimes you have to move in silence to even move at all.
Hi guys, I'm your host Nadia, and welcome to Unsaid Words. As a society, we leave a lot of things unspoken or unsaid for fear of judgment or controversy. But on this podcast, we don't regret what we don't say. We just say it. So join me in discussing all the things we leave unsaid.
I had written that down in my notes in March of 2022, and as I was deciding what I wanted to talk about today, I stumbled across it, and I'm like, wow, like this is something that is so prevalent in what I'm trying to do now in my life. Right now, in 2024, I'm not going around telling everybody what I'm gonna do or what I want to do because I'm moving in silence now. Why? So that I even move at all. Because sometimes, and we'll get into why, sometimes if you go around telling a lot of people what you're gonna do, what you wanna do, their limiting beliefs, their doubts, their opinions will influence you. And no matter how much you try to block it out, it will stick and you may not even move at all. And this is not something I'm just saying to say it. This is something that I truly live by and walk in every day. Take this podcast, for example. I didn't tell anybody that I'm starting this podcast. Nobody knows that I've started this podcast. I'm talking to you right now, and I still haven't told anybody that I've started a podcast, that it has an Instagram, nothing like that. I even took it as far as, and people may see it as crazy, but I've taken it as far as blocking the people that I know or I don't want to see the podcast on the podcast Instagram, which is unsaidwords_pod, by the way. And it's not to be mean or say no, they can never listen to it, but it's so that when I speak on the podcast, I'm not thinking about who's listening. I'm not thinking about the people and their beliefs. I know what they believe, so I don't want to think about those things. I don't need their judgment. I don't need their fake support. I want to speak in the way that I know that I want to, in the way that I should, and lay the foundation of the podcast before I go broadcasting it to all my haters. Now, there's three reasons why I say you should move in silence to even move at all. Number one, because you can. No, I'm kidding. But number one is because not everyone supports you. Not everyone's a supporter. Some people literally just want to watch to see what you're doing because number one, they're a hater, or number two, they just want to be like you. There's a reason why we often see videos and reels that they have more views than likes. Why? Because they don't like you, but they're watching. And we have to be careful of all the silent haters out there. The silent ops, the silently praying on your downfall. Why? Because the Bible says don't cast your pearls to pigs. What are your pearls? Anything that you hold of value, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. People take that and they run with it. You don't want anybody who's praying on your downfall to know that you're trying to start something up. Girl, they hate and like anything. So guess what? We keep those things to ourselves and we lay the foundation before we go and start talking to termites. Now, number two is everyone's not entitled to know what you're doing or what you have going on. And this goes for everyone. It goes for your family members, anyone you're in any sort of relationship with, whether that be friendship or romantic relationship. People feel that if they're close to you in some way that they're entitled to know these things. But when their beliefs don't align with your own and they're not in total support of you no matter what you do, you have to be careful about those things because then their beliefs can start to get pushed on you because you'll tell them and they're like, oh my gosh, like how are you gonna do this and different things? But they're not entitled to know what you're gonna do, so you don't even have to worry about what they're gonna think, what they may believe, because you keep it to yourself, you lay that foundation, and then when it is time, you can present the thing that you're working on or whatever it is to that person that you love. Now, the third and final reason is people don't understand. They don't understand when you do things that are outside of society's view of ways to be successful. They are totally confused when you talk about any other avenue of success that doesn't involve going to college for forever, accruing $100,000 worth of loans, and then still not being able to get a job because you have no experience. If it's not that, they don't get it. And they start to ask questions like, how are you gonna do this? And how are you gonna do that? Can you afford that? Can you do this? And the real thing is, why do you believe in yourself? That's the real question. Why do you believe in yourself? Why are you not conforming to society? Like, they're so confused. They're puzzled. They're scratching their head like, they're looking around. Why do you believe in yourself? But the reason why we don't tell these people who have these limiting beliefs and only view success in societal standards, the reason why we don't talk to them is not because what they're saying is harmful. It's not maybe malicious. They're just thinking in the way that they know to think. But we can't take that in and receive it, because why? We'll always be thinking about, I'll go to record a podcast and think about somebody said, well, how are you going to do that? You don't even have a podcast degree. And so I'll think about that every single time, and eventually you'll start to believe it and it'll sit in the back of your head. So what do? We don't talk to those people. We don't talk to those people. But that's okay. You just block their opinions out by not even talking to them. You don't have to listen to those questions. All you have to do is go and do what you set out to do. And there's no question to that. Guess what? Who's going to question you? Nobody's there to question you if you don't tell anybody. And that's the exact reason for moving in silence. Now that that unsaid word is said, don't be afraid to move in silence. In this new year, we're getting our goals, we're crushing them, and that may take moving in silence. It may take cutting some people off or removing yourself from them for now, so that you can lay the foundation, like I said, before you start talking to the termites. Because not everyone supports you. Not everyone is entitled to knowing what you're doing or what you have going on. They may not understand, but there are people who are genuinely rooting for you. And so you find those people and you share your wins with them, and you celebrate their wins as they celebrate yours. And that's how you get your goals. A good corner of good people. If you enjoyed today's episode, follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And for all the behind-the-scenes clips and bloopers, follow the podcast on Instagram at unsaidwords_pod. I'll see you in the next one.